Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I am Ronnie Karam, and over there is my little friend, sweetheart, soulmate, spiritual advisor, chicken feet eating if it were presented to him and enjoying it, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. I guess Beverly Hills is coming back. I can't get Lisa Vanderpump out of my voice, darling. I've been walking around like this for a week, but guess what? Today is Dallas Day, and we are so glad to be here to say, wow, it's over for the season, guys. Dallas is ending for the season. If you want to watch videos, we're not on video today, but we did a really fun video this week for Real Housewives of New York City that's up on Crappens On Demand, where we talked about the Portia Williams messy drama of the week. And we also talked about New York, of course. And we are going to release this the same day. We'll still have 5 podcasts this week. We're just changing up the days a little bit because we wanted to get this out as quickly as we humanly could.
Yeah, because we know people are fired up, so we didn't want to make everyone wait till Friday, which is when we were originally gonna put this up. So that's what's going on. That's the excitement.
That's
just
it.
So much happening on Bravo. I thought there was something else. I felt like there was something really exciting to announce.
Oh, I have something exciting to announce.
What's that?
I am a homosexual. Just kidding. I mean, I am, but you knew that. We are gonna join the ladies of Morbid. If you guys love a murder podcast, which we know you do, these ladies, how about I remove the sexism from the sentence?
These people.
These ladies are really great. Like Morbid, listen to Morbid, and we got hooked up through mutual friends. Guess what? We're going to do a crossover episode where we are going to talk the murder of one of Kim Richards' husbands, the guy that got shot while she was on the phone with him, which is, you know what? It's super dark. And guess what? The show's called Morbid. Okay? We're going to talk about that with them next week. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Top Chef recaps have not left. They have moved over to Patreon for a couple of weeks while we are letting the Bravo schedule just kind of even out. Denise, even out. We've got a lot of Bravo. You're so angry, Denise.
You're so angry. Yeah, because we got Shaw's coming in. We got Beverly Hills coming in. We got Jersey going out. We've got Dallas ending tonight. So just a lot of new shows, old shows. And we're a little overloaded. And we want to honor them all. But, you know, to put something on the bonus episode is not a dishonor. In fact, Top Chef recaps are my personal favorite ones to do of the entire week. So if you are wondering where the Top Chef episodes go, they're just at Patreon. You go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, and really for as low as $1 per month, you could listen to our Top Chef content, which I really, really enjoy. I stand behind it. I stand behind our Top Chef content. It truly is my favorite thing to record. So it's there if you want to listen to it, and we hope that you enjoy it.
Okay, so here we are with Real Housewives of Dallas. Now, this was a short reunion, thank God, and it was a very problematic reunion for me. And now I'm not even talking about Cameron, who's just one problematic asshole. Like, wow. We really love making fun of Cameron on this show, but I gotta say, what a dick. Okay, so
yeah,
we'll get to that. But also problematic just because, you know, the biggest thorn in my toe. Ben, I hope your toe's better.
I stubbed my toe today. I tripped on a little stair in front of my ring cam, which is mortifying. And luckily, my ring cam did not record it, because if it did, you know, I would probably... Actually, I would not put it out there, because I was in my underwear, too. I went out to get something in my underwear. I was like, no one's going to see me. And then, of course, I just, like, stub my toe, and... You guys, thank you already for your thoughts and prayers.
So I hope it's better. So the thorn in my toe is Brandy. You know, Brandy's made me crazy for years, especially this season. And, you know, she's had some really, really dark, horrible, horrible stuff happening in her life. So I just want to say up front, of course, I'm still going to make fun of everything I possibly can. I'm not going to make fun of that, you know, the death and all of that stuff. But I feel bad for Brandy. You know, just not liking somebody doesn't mean you don't feel for them. I do feel for you, and still gonna make fun of you, okay? Because there's still a lot of stuff to make fun of.
We are really good at compartmentalizing. We're really good at saying that was what she has gone through is terrible, and don't wish that on anyone, and horrific. And on the other hand,
You're still a dick.
We are going to make fun of you for what you've done on the TV show. You know, and that's what we do. We can hate these people but have sympathy for them. We can love these people and still say they are a complete awful right? asshole who needs just to like shut the Bible. Fuck up and never talk again.
Yeah, it's just what the Bible taught us, guys.
It's okay. You can have duality of emotional experiences. Yeah,
both things can be true. I don't know why I needed to start with a disclaimer, but I know just looking over my notes, I'm like, oh God, poor Brandy. But then I'm like, wait a second. I think it's okay. You know, and I get all mad all over. So I'm conflicted. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I'm the king of a disclaimer, Ronnie. I mean, I don't know why you have to explain it to me. You know, I'm like, guys, before we get into this episode, I just want to say I ate some M&Ms and I know I said I wasn't going to, but I did. And I want to be upfront about that. And everyone's like, who cares, Ben? So,
or like the new Netflix thing, like all the Netflix disclaimers now say nudity, violence, smoking. I like the smoking's on there. That just always cracks me. Nudity, violence, driving without a seatbelt. TVMA.
Nudity, violence, and very naughty humor with Pandy. Look at me. It's a man-made lake, but there are little stones in the shape of lily pads, and I'm going to jump from one to the other. To the other. Who? How naughty? Put up a disclaimer. If you
nudity,
haven't seen that.
Violence, preservatives.
Nudity, violence, turbans. Pandy, put on your turban. Mummy's wearing one too.
Okay, so let's see. We are fighting over tweets. That is where
we ended.
So Cameron did her, I sincerely apologize that I offended you for that. Do you accept? And Andy's like, do you accept? Do you accept, Tiffany? And she's like, no, we are not finished. Which I approve of, because they are talking about Cameron saying on Twitter, why am I going to eat some nasty ass chicken feet? If I'm going to do that, I'll eat Sparkle dog food instead or something. Comparing
it
to
was
two.
It was a narrow-minded, tone-deaf joke that she was making. I'm not sitting here trying to excuse it. I'm saying the thing that was very frustrating is I think we all saw that. We all saw that she didn't realize what she was saying. But when confronted with it, she's completely unwilling to hear it. And that was actually very aggravating and frustrating for me. And what is even more frustrating is that we actually never got to that point in this reunion. We got sidetracked, and then all of a sudden we wound up talking about, you know, it went on for a while, and then Andy eventually just like moved it to some other place, the crickets. And it really, really frustrated me, because Cameron was not listening to Tiffany. She wasn't letting Tiffany make her point. And it was, I think we were all just, we just kind of wanted to shake Cameron and be like, shut the fuck up for 1 second. You're not getting it. Like, she knows what your joke was. She understands that you were just, you know, what you were trying to do. And she's telling you why it was offensive to her, and you're not even hearing it. And it was like, as much as I enjoy Cameron on this show, as much as I think she's like hilariously Cameron, this is not good. I don't support this. I don't like this. And she was being a full on, as you said, asshole. Okay.
Yeah.
That felt
truly.
Very cathartic.
So yeah. Tiffany's like, the tweet you tweeted out with the Sparkle dog treats, that was very offensive. And she's like, I ate everything at Dim Sum. Every single thing I ate at Dim Sum. Which, you know, she refuses to even pronounce the word properly still, because she's just hilarious. My ignorance is hilarious. And she
didn't
put,
she
the,
put
food
the plate
under
on the
her,
floor?
Yeah, she put the food on the floor.
Tiffany deserves a medal for patience during this entire thing, by the way. Yeah. So she says, well, this isn't even about the chicken feet anymore. And Cameron goes, I think it's personal. You don't like me, and there's a reason, and I really want to know why. I'm like, she's trying to tell you why. It's because you were very insulting to her and her culture.
Yeah, and Tiffany goes, no. She goes, you are so privileged and so ignorant. And then Cameron just pulls one of those faces where her whole face moves back on her neck, and she's just like, yeah. Her little lips are like, just that you would compare something that I eat all the time and consider normal to promote your business. Promote my business? You're selling t-shirts, honey. You're selling t-shirts, honey. And then we see a pic of the t-shirts that Tiffany has been selling, and they're, you know, just pretty cheap kind of meme style. And it's, by the way, Cameron holds this picture up from her little pink briefcase, and it's got a yellow tab on it. Like, she's keeping tabs on everybody in this. Like, I love that it's color-coded.
It was definitely, she definitely had a dossier and a half going on there. Like, way too many receipts. Okay.
You're promoting yourself, my dear. You're promoting yourself, my dear.
So Tiffany says, all these receipts I remember, I don't need you to show me. So I have it in my head. So this whitesplaining, I need you to not show me. See, whitesplaining, how are you not judging me here as a collective group according to my race? And so she pulls up a meme of like whitesplaining that Tiffany put up about whitesplaining. And I'm sure everyone who is been on the receiving end of this argument collectively groaned, rolled their eyes, poked out their eyes, threw themselves out a window, crawled into a dumpster and lit themselves on fire.
Yeah, just her wording of it is so, like, Cameron's wording, a collective. You're judging me as a collective. She's such a dodo bird. She just says whatever her husband says, because Quartz was on Twitter saying to somebody, someone was coming for her, and he said, how is the term white privilege not racist? How are you not judging people solely as a collective group based on the color of their skin? So if anybody wants to know where these quips are coming from, they're little Court. Okay. It's almost word for word a Court tweet.
Court, you were doing so well. We were actually starting to like you. Now, you just stick to crying on the sidewalk about new houses, okay?
Cool. So, by the way, the shirt conversation. Andy goes, are you selling t-shirts? She's like, yes, for $25. And it says, tastes like chicken? Yes, it says, tastes like chicken. About chicken feet? Yeah, about chicken feet. And Andy just makes his face, like, trying to get the joke. Tastes like chicken because it's chicken, okay?
Usually things that are part of chicken taste like chicken. So Tiffany's like, are you ready to listen now? And she goes, that tweet was live tweeted at Carrie's birthday, and we were sitting at dinner and the food came out and I said this food is delicious. And then we see a flashback of Cameron making a comment about chicken feet.
Better than chicken feet. This food is much better than chicken fat.
And Tiffany's like, my people don't like this. She makes sort of like a joke that does register annoyance of like, my people are offended or whatever. And, you know, it escalated and to the point where basically Cameron accused Tiffany of stereotyping her whole country. You're stereotyping your whole country. Do you realize that? So that's why Tiffany said
we need to get rid of the word Chinese food because that's like stereotyping Chinese people. Okay.
Chinese. And I was like, thanks, whitesplaining. Thank you for explaining my culture to me. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. I wasn't talking about racism, Tiffany. I was talking about food. And Tiffany's like, food is a part of my culture. And Dandra laughs with her voice, but her face, I don't even know. Her face is like, that's the sound her face is making. She looks like
chicken feet should be fun.
Yeah.
Cameron, not fun.
When you take a full balloon and you're squeezing the air spout to let the air out and make that noise, that's what Dandra's face looks like. And so Tiffany's
like, it sort of was giving me like Thomas the Train vibes, you know?
Mother the train.
Mother the train. It was just sort of like back. It was just like back. She was just, because her head was so back that like it just became very circular. It just had that circle face, you know?
Yeah. If at first you don't succeed, find a richer man, mother.
I think I can, mother. You can't.
Mother. You can't.
I told Deandra, as long as your name is Calloway, you can't. So you better change that train to saying, I think I can't.
Do not explain my culture to me. I wasn't talking about culture, Tiffany. I'm talking about food. Like, she's just so fucking dense. And at this point, you know, it's always in a Cameron fight. You wonder, is she really this stupid? Because everyone says, oh my God, Cameron's really smart. And she's just putting it on for TV. You know, she's just playing a character. Is she? Is she just playing a character? Because every time she gets in a fight, she never, ever understands. She can never hear the other side.
Yeah. And Andy says, I think what she's saying is that food is part of her culture. So when you talk about food that's important to her country, well, there's 8 other countries that eat chicken for. Okay. So, you know, like, she's not the only one that has dim sum. Okay. You know? And, you know, Stephanie said she'd rather lick her husband's asshole. And it just cuts to Stephanie, who just like... Like, Stephanie, this is not the time to be laughing. This is not. Don't.
Stephanie's cracking up. And he goes, well, were you offended that Stephanie said she'd rather eat her husband's asshole? And Stephanie goes,
well, his asshole, like, might taste good. I don't know.
Like, okay. So, all right. At least you're attempting to walk it back a little bit.
The point isn't that it's not about the chicken feet. It's her reaction to it, you know, to just say like, okay, but this is my culture and it would be important to me if you tried it, you know, to not make it a big fight and then call Tiffany the racist. I mean, it's just silly. You know, you're the one making it silly, Cameron.
Well, and not only that, there is this extra level where she said she would rather eat dog food than have chicken feet. And it's just a very loaded comment. And for her to not realize, oh, I thought I was just, you know, talking about, like, I thought I was just making a joke of it and, like, promoting my brand. I didn't realize that I was actually sending an implicit message that it's, you know, there's like a long history with, you know, that sort of association. That's a long, nasty, terrible history with that. And Stephanie did not tap into that. Stephanie just was being closed-minded, but she wasn't, I don't think she was necessarily being offensive like that. She was just, you know, and who knows, she might like asshole. So there you go.
So Cameron's like, well, you let Stephanie's thing go. And Tiffany's like, yeah, because Steph didn't say, you know, like, I'm offending my entire culture or stereotyping my culture or whatever. That's the problem. She goes, you know what? I just want to look at you as an individual. I just want to see you as like an individual who eats gross, gross food. You know,
it's not that's not as good as dog food.
Yeah, that which is a very like, I don't see color argument, right. Which is like, God, that's not, you're just missing the point because you're so butthurt that anybody's calling you out. You know?
Yeah. Take a note. Like,
So Tiffany's like, a white woman trying to explain my culture to me is white-splaining. And you seem so much more concerned with the audience's perception of you possibly being a racist. She goes, who wouldn't right now, Tiffany? Who wouldn't right now? It's not like 2019 when you could just say racist stuff and it was fun.
Yeah. And the worst that would happen is you just get kicked off of Dallas. So Tiffany is like,
it's like
well,
very Kim Zolciak defense, right? It's like, oh, right. All this racism stuff just came because of the internet the past couple of years.
Yeah. Kim Zolciak. Oh, maybe we didn't talk about that. Did we talk about that? Party for the Party is canceled, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry
about it.
To anyone who watches that. So we did talk about it. We talked about
of course we talked about it. We talk about it every day. I mean, you'll call me and be like, hey, it's Ben. Tardy for the Party was canceled. And I'll be like, oh my God, thank God. Love you. Tardy for the Party was canceled. Talk later.
So Tiffany's basically like, you're more concerned about being called a racist than my feelings, essentially. And Cameron said, Twitter agreed with me. Okay, Twitter removed your post. And she goes, no. I removed my post. I removed it. She goes, no. And then Andy says,
this argument, no. We have to stay on this for just 1 second because she goes, Twitter did not remove my post. I removed my own post. And she goes, uh-uh. Twitter says, right here, girl, right here. And she lifts a paper. And she goes, thank you for this report. Your tweet has been removed from Tiffany Moon's post. Well, that does
that
not
just means
say Tiffany
she removed it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it. It's saying your tweet, Cameron. Your tweet has been removed from Tiffany Moon's post. There's nothing in that that said they removed Tiffany Moon's post, ma'am. Yeah. If we're going by your evidence,
so I then Andy says I want to talk about the pizza party, which got me upset because I felt like they never got to the crux of this issue. This is, I think, actually a very important issue, and they just didn't get to it. But that being said, I think Andy looked about as frustrated as he's ever been at a reunion. He looked exhausted. I can only imagine the number of technical issues they were having with Carrie and Brandy and in the hotel and microphones and lighting. He just looked exasperated. So he's like, oh, I'll talk about the pizza. Your Epicurean pizza party was kind of a flop. So Nicky Nick from St. Nicksville Nickerton says, Tiffany's party was like an HR meeting. And Judy from Judytown says, Tiffany has more rules than a COVID-19 regulations than there are COVID-19 regulations in this country.
And Brandy's like, well, as far as the cricket, I was in the first trimester and I didn't know. So that's probably that. And Brandy's pretending through this whole episode like she was just fine. So she barfed. She was still having fun. She loves a good prank. And when they show the clips, they just show Brandy being like, oh, I'm being the biggest victim and was having trouble taking an apology at the end because she was just so offended. But, you know, rewrite that history. Rewrite it.
Exactly. And Jake from Topeka says, do you still stand by that prank? And Tiffany's like, well, it's FDA approved and it's not poisonous. And as we all know, the best pranks are the ones that are FDA approved and not poisonous. And so Cameron says, actually, it's a criminal offense and misdemeanor in the state of Texas. Right here, penal code, title 5, chapter 22, penal code. Look at the penal code where it says penal code. Yeah.
Look at the penal code, Andy. Title, okay, and then they put it up and I read it. Title 5, offenses against the person. Chapter 22, assault offenses. Section 2209, tampering with a consumer product. What the fuck are you talking about? Homemade pizza is not a consumer product. So I don't even know what she's talking about. Cameron's evidence is stupid, okay?
Yeah, proves nothing, you get him.
Ma'am.
You get him, Ronnie. Proves nothing. So then Brandy, of all people, says, well, I don't actually mind a prank, so I guess it was better it was me and none of the other ladies. You were the only one who got so nauseated by it, the psychological idea of it, that you got yourself nauseous. Third trimester or not, you got yourself nauseous. And then you ran away and you puked and then you were salty about it afterwards. So, yes, please.
It's the afterwards part that gets me. Like, you were not like, haha, sorry, barf, but that was really gross. And nothing like that. You were just like, oh, I couldn't even take the apology. Give me a fucking break, lady. So, Andy's like, well, Sharon from Sharona says, ma, all of you went after Tiffany for crickets, but why am I 100% sure if it was Brandy who did that, you would have thought it was hilarious. And Stephanie's like, well, I think that, like, it's more of, like, you know, you do these shows and you want to do a moment, right? So I think she just tried to get reactions, you know? I mean, she did the feet, the chicken feet, and then she did the cricket, and then she had, like, all the rules at the pizza party, because that's what you do. Like, you do things that we react to, and then you set us up, and then we react, and you don't like those reactions, you know? But, like, we're paid to give our reactions, so you're, like, kind of damned if you do, and, like, kind of damned if you don't, and you're, like, kind of eating Travis's asshole at night either way. I'm sorry. Sorry. That slipped out.
It was a pretty fourth wall breaking moment, actually, in a very subtle way. So then, well, did they overreact, Dandra?
I think I can, Andy. I think I can. What was that? Yeah, yes, I believe so. But, you know, I eat a lot of different things, and I always grew up in a... I'm always up for a new culinary adventure. It doesn't matter what it is, okay? And, you know, it could be a cricket. It could be Jeremy's penis. It could be a pork chop. It could be Jeremy's penis again. It could be really anything.
And Stephanie, not learning a single thing, goes, yeah, she'll eat anything nasty. So,
yeah.
God.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Andy is saying, were you guys harder on Tiffany than, hey, Cameron, you know, you said that people were hard on you your first season. Were they harder on Tiffany than they were on you in your first? And she's like, you know what, Andy? It was, like, really hard to be in my first season, so I sent Tiffany messages and I checked on her and I was like, you know what, girl? I know what it's like to be the new girl. Why are you looking at me funny, girl? Why are you looking at me? I did send them. I have them right here in my briefcase, Andy. Okay, so then she pulls out the receipts that she supposedly had of constantly checking on Tiffany throughout the season.
Yeah.
Which is how she made it sound, right?
Yeah, and Deandra's like,
Cameron, do you have to pull out all these receipts? You reminded me of my mother.
And Cameron's like, well, I know it's annoying, but I don't want people to be the victim. You need to tell the truth. So she pulls out this thing and it's like, hey, girly, was worried since you left early. I know gas trips are insane and it's a lot to take in, especially when the only thing you've been eating has been food that's worse than dog food. So I hope you're okay.
Yeah, okay. Cameron, this was the middle of the season. This was not like you had been texting her and saying, gee, I'm really supportive of you. You didn't text her after the pizza party saying, hey, you know, sorry we were rude and said you don't know how to have parties and then left early or all that nasty shit you did. You were leaving when she left the vacation. That's when you sent that text. She's making it sound like I was so supportive of her this season. And Tiffany's face is just completely fucking over it, right? She's like, yeah. Seriously? So Andy goes, well, you know, I think what happens is that you guys do the show, and then the show, you work everything out, and then it goes on the air, and then people on Twitter have an opinion, and then it changes your opinions, and it spins out from there. Right, Tiffany? She's like, yeah. Yes.
He says that as if, like, Bravo is not part of this. Bravo, like, strums up the drama. They edit it in a way. And he's like, well, I guess what must have happened was, you know, you watched the show on the air. And I guess it must have made, you must have seen how terrible she said. Oh, and you must have seen her say some terrible things about you in the diary rooms, right? Oh, I don't know how that happened. I'm like, you are the head of this thing that did this to these people.
But he's explaining it to Tiffany in a way like, it's your first season. It's totally normal that now you're mad. And she's like, okay, yeah, that's true. And Cameron's like, I was so excited for you to join, but then the show wrapped and your cyberbullying gave me hurt feelings. Okay, really? Aren't you the one who always says you hate the word bullying? Like, haven't you said that 20 times this season? I hate that word, Andy. I hate the word bullying. And now you're calling her a bully. And also, Cameron, we have Twitter, okay? It is an app on the internet that people have on their phones, on their computer. We see the cyberbullying, and it's not coming from her. You're fucking crazy. Tiffany's, or Cameron and Carrie have been double-teaming Tiffany all season, and Tiffany can give back as good as she's getting, that's for sure. But give me a break. Let me read these. Do you want some tweets, or should I say?
While you pull them up, I just want to say, a meme is not cyberbullying. It is not cyberbullying. If anything, Tiffany is actually doing more for this show than most of the women are, because she is right now probably the most interesting part of the show, although I really love the show still, but still.
We think it's funny still, but whatever. So, okay, here's one Tiffany posted after the reunion. Forced hugs be like, and it's like an awkward gif of people hugging. I think it's from Harry Potter. Okay, so then Cameron writes below it, I'm glad you are finally admitting that everything you do is fake. Wow. Hashtag three-faced. Hashtag R-H-O-D. And then she sends another one. Because people are like, shut up, Cameron, you moron. You know, like Twitter. Twitter doesn't fuck around, right? So then she goes, should I tweet more screenshots of the text messages I personally sent checking in on Tiffany? Because I have them. Funny, because I can't seem to find any with her actually checking in on me ever while we were filming. LOL. So then Tiffany tweets, what is this picture? Damn it.
By the way, do you hear my ice bag on my toe? Because I'm shifting it. I have ice on my toe. No, do you hear it? Because I don't want it to be distracting for people.
No, I don't.
More importantly than any of this.
2 seconds later, she tweets on her own timeline a picture of her and Tiffany. And it says, someone I was so excited to be on the show with had a blast filming, and I'm disappointed where it went as it aired in the press. I tried to show receipts that I always wanted to be her friend. I do hope we get another try to have a good time on the show together. Hashtag let's hope. Like, this is 2 seconds after you were just telling her off under her thing. You're so phony, lady.
And don't tell us that you were trying to be her friend when you've done something that has obviously insulted her and you're not willing to hear what she has to say. That's actually not being someone's friend. You don't get brownie points by saying that someone's, you know, an important food in someone's culture is worse than dog food, and then say, I was really hoping to be your friend. Like that, you don't get bonus points for that. Sorry.
So Tiffany replies to that tweet and says, you came to attack and gaslight me. Do not compare me to a Thai sex worker or call me bossy either, please. I don't accept your half-assed my employee did that apology. Learn to take some accountability or pay a bill. Hashtag setting feminism back.
So Andy goes, so is there a path forward? And Tiffany says, well, there's always a chance forward. That bridge hasn't been burned. And so Cameron has just like more receipts. And Andy's like, you have another receipt? We're wrapping this up. She's like, well, we had this whole conversation where we said we're moving forward.
But this is it. You're moving forward.
And she's and Tiffany's like, please, Cameron, can we just like stop talking about the past? And because he's like, this is the moving forward after that. Like, this is,
yeah,
you know. And so basically, Tiffany is just like, let's just have a reset. So Cameron goes, okay, let's hug. Tiffany's like, wait, a reset, not a hug. Oh, I guess we're hugging. So they have
I didn't know about the hugging part.
Yeah. It was reminiscent of when Danielle Staub hugged Jacqueline on New Jersey that one time. And Jacqueline's like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, it's just so typical house. So I was like, okay, I just said you were a racist against your own people. Let's hug.
Now. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So then they're on break, and Tiffany goes, it'll be fun, you said. You'll make new friends, you said. And the producer's like, you did make new friends, didn't you? And then Cameron goes, if I get COVID after hugging you, I'm good, girl.
And Tiffany's like, yeah, we'll all be COVID girls. So, hey, the Dallas ladies have a way with words, which is Astroglide.
The Astroglide. I'm just going to say Astroglide a lot. You put it on your butthole. So then we get Cameron unable to pronounce words. And Cameron sits there and cracks up at it. And Andy just jokes over it. He's like, oh, did you have your typhoon shot? Oh, my God. Hey, Cameron, try saying dim sum, stupid. And, of course, it's totally hilarious when he does it. And she doesn't have a fit about her quote-unquote grammar.
Right. Hey, Stephanie and Deandra, Astroglide put you on their Twitter. Wow. Hey, and Deandra, you're the only one who seems to think that Captain Brandy was funny. Even your mom wrote me to say, tell my daughter that she's lost half of her trust because of that thing. What do you say to that?
Well, D from D-Town says, one thing to tell Deandra, you can't.
So anyway, so after like that silly fun and game segment where they're all laughing, we now go to the Deandra and the Shaman segment. So we see, you know, a montage with Darren and et cetera. And Andy goes, all right, Deandra, do you want to lead us all in? We fly like eagles or whatever. And so I thought it was gonna be like a ha ha ha. And Deandra's like, we all fly like eagles, mother. All fly like eagles, mother. On the wings of pure light. On the wings of pure light, mother.
Oh, we cheat, cha, 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 mother. Oh, we cheat, cha, 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 mother. He's like, all right, well, I want to talk about Darren. That guy's super gay, huh? Was he your hairdresser and then your shaman? Or your shaman and then your hairdresser? Anybody want to take that? He's like, well, I've known him for 25 years, and he used to do my makeup sheets when I was a model. Okay, mother?
I was like, are we going to follow up about the model thing at all or no? So Andy's like, so does Darren do anyone else's hair? And he did Stephanie's hair for 3 years. He's actually like really good at extensions. It's amazing. And he still to this day is the only person who can suck out my boogers while putting hair in my head.
Are you disappointed he changes careers? Isn't it crazy? Someone who has one career but then does something else that they love? Never heard of it. It's nuts. So then we move to the Brandy. You're so hypocritical. How can you think ghosts talk to you and then go against shamans?
Yeah. And Brandy, who is like probably been like holding five crosses up to the screen while Deandra was singing that song, is like, well, it was just like a little uncomfortable because we were saying all these things and I had no idea what they meant. And we were just chanting these weird things. And for all I knew, we were doing witchcraft. I'm like, Brandy, do you understand the Latin that you sing in hymns? I mean, well, since when also, do you have to?
Just like just suggesting that this guy is trying to trick them by having them repeat a bunch of stuff that they don't know. It's like the hairdresser shaman guy is tricking you guys into calling Satan into your lives. Like, come on. Yeah. What kind of world do you live in? What are they teaching you in Plano?
Yeah.
Well, I'm okay with it, mother, because I know what I was doing was meditation, okay? And I will do anything to make myself a better person and make myself feel better, you know? And so I am all about it because I like meditation. What about me does not register that I don't love meditation. I love being calm and quiet, mother.
To be honest, the first time I signed up for meditation, I thought it said mediation. And I just thought I was going to get to talk to my brother after taking half of his money. But, you know, I ended up getting my booger sucked out, Andy. And so I've stuck with it ever since.
To be honest, then I showed up again a second time, and I thought it said medication, and I was like, wait, I could use some of this. Haven't had some in a while.
So, Brandy, you think Seamus going against Christian beliefs, but is waving a giant dildo at Cameron something Jesus likes? And she's like, oh.
I think that Jesus would think it's really funny, Andy.
Jesus might actually think it's funny. I'm actually not going to lie. Jesus is like, ugh, I've just been healing so many people. Oh, okay. This is just a nice release for me, guys. It's just a release. Yeah. He's just sitting in another chair.
Yeah.
Dildos are releases.
Yeah. So Cameron's like, you know what? I choose to accept all religions. And I would rather be a buffet Christian instead of a cafeteria Christian, right, Brandy? Because then you can have everything on your plate. Andy's like, well, a cafeteria is the same thing as a buffet, Cameron.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Don't correct my grammar, Andy. That's cyberbullying.
That's cyberbullying. I did not sign up for Andy Cohen Grammar School, okay? It's a buffet.
Don't loopies bully me, Andy. So then Andy is like, well, wow, Deandra, your storyline this season has been Shakespearean without the intellects and good plots.
Okay. Basically just the stage directions. Go here, enter here, leave here.
Well, actually, just take off the shakes. Let's just call it Pyrian. All right. You had a very Pyrian season. Your dad died by suicide. Your mother remarried. Was Glenn really your father figure?
And she says, well, I grew up with Glenn as my father figure since I was 6 years old. And, you know, he basically raised me. He was like the most parental. He would roll my hair. He would take me to the doctor. When I was ill as a child, he'd hold my hand. He would tell me he loved me. He would, he actually acknowledged my presence, unlike my mother, for many years. So, I liked him a lot.
Yeah, and she says that she was always going to the hospital and stuff at some point because she was a very sick child with asthma. And Andy's like, well, if your mom says it's opportunistic for you to change your name, then why did she push you to change your name? She's like, right, well, that's what I don't understand about her story. You know, I was too young to have the ability to discern which name would take me further, Andy. He's like, oh, you were 18. Yeah. I mean, is that really too young to realize that your dad is a billionaire?
I'm telling you, Andy, I did not think of it that way, okay?
And Cameron says, you know, I think there's always been, you know, a rumor that Dendra took her name to benefit her, but her true friends know it's not true, okay? Because I was at the funeral, and, like, she made the most beautiful tribute to Glenn ever. And it was, like, wonderful, and I really believe that. Okay, it was almost cathartic.
And, well, your father had a lot of money, too, right? She's like, probably more, even more than my stepfather, all right? You think Dee was dating a poor person, Andy? And Cameron just makes a face like, oh, God, he did not have more money than your stepfather. Like, who are you kidding? I'm trying to help you here, right? And yeah. She's like, well, he said if he didn't have to pay child support, then I got the inheritance. And he goes, all right, well, how much was it? $10 million? Mm-mm. $20 million? Mm-mm. $40 million.
Hey, Andy, Mama D here. Are we talking about Deandra's calorie intake from yesterday? What are we talking about right now?
Mother, get out of here.
So she goes, way more than that, Andy. He was in an oil and gas, and my stepmother and brother wanted it all. And I said, that's not fair, you know, and my blood grandparents built that, and they wanted me to have some of it, you know. So I won it, but I split it down the middle with my brother. And, you know, he wanted his inheritance money, he wanted to sell it, and so to keep it in the family, I bought it. So, you know what? I did him a solid two times, Andy. Mm-hmm.
And then Andy asks her how her relationship with Mama D is, and she's like,
it is great, it is wonderful, but the one thing that I regret, Mother, is that what I said to my mother, and I will always regret that, mother.
Cut to the clip of her going, hey, Mama, go fuck yourself and take your mask with you, you fucking bitch. She's a fucking bitch, my mother. Cut back to her going, I really regret that, Andy. Nothing like that has ever come out of my mouth before. Fuck you, mother.
You know that Mama D was like, well, you better go on that reunion and apologize in public. Otherwise, I am withholding pancakes from you for the next 3 months.
we all say things that we don't mean, and she knows that you love her, Deandra. And Deandra's like, oh, well, we have that volatile relationship, you know, and it was really humiliating for her, and I'm just sorry that I did it on national TV. Last time I called her a fucking whore sucker was on 700 Club, Andy, which had a much smaller audience.
So they go to break and they come back and Breland is crying and Andy's like, oh, it's our first baby at a reunion. And then he just sort of stares at Brandy's monitor with this look like, you are holding up this production and I do not want to be here any longer.
From the rest of the reunion, we get different parts of Brandy because she's got to take care of the baby, right? So it's like she's doing that and then coming back on the camera or something because her ponytail moves around her head. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Her lighting goes from she's fully lit, then it goes to half lit. Only half of her face is lit and her ponytail is now on the side of her face.
And that's like cell phone flashlight.
Yeah. It's like one of her eyes is smushed and her ponytail's on the other side of her face, you know? Like, oh my God.
And then Carrie is at some romantic restaurant. It's just like candlelit over where she is. You just know they had to stop so many times for that baby. You know they had to stop and take five, like a million times. So, Brandy, you've had quite a year. Very high highs and very low lows. Okay, tell me about your pregnancy. So, Brandy was basically 2 weeks pregnant when they started filming. And she didn't find out she was in her first trimester. Actually, until afterwards when she got a physical and, you know, we had even seen on TV a few seasons ago that her chances of getting pregnant were super, 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 super low.
Right.
So I went to
my annual and like, Andy, you have to pee in a cup. And the doctor said my pee had too much vermouth in it to be a good martini. So I swallowed an olive to balance it out. And then my doc said, it's a miracle. You've got a blue cheese stuffed all a baby. You've got a baby inside of you. Wow.
I peed in a cup, and the results came back doing cartwheels, and I knew I had a little baby cheerleader in me.
And Breland is in perfect shape, we should say, aside for the insanely stupid name. And your mother-in-law was killed in an accident. Let's talk about that. All right, let's bring it down now, everybody. Bring it down. And yeah, then this Andy's story is so sad. Oh, my God.
It's so sad, but it just Andy's words... Because I thought he's going to be like, you know, your mom tragically passed. He's like, so your mom was killed in a car accident. I was like, whoa, Andy, whoa, just going right in for there. Jeez. But wow, this is it is a miracle that little girl survived. I didn't realize an 18-wheeler fell on top of them. Wow, that is, I actually really feel for Brandy because that must have just been.
Yeah, that's terrible. And then, of course, it's Bravo, so it's so sensitive, you know. He's like, all right, Brandy, your mother.
He's like, all right, Brandy, your alcoholic baby. Okay, let's skip to your mother-in-law who just passed. Okay, sorry for your loss. Now, if that wasn't enough, a video of Brian made a rounds making out with some woman at a club. Come on!
So, Brandy.
Can we spread this misery out? It's like a dog pile of misery right now. Jeez. I don't even like Brandy. And I'm like, leave her alone.
I know. It was harsh. So she's like, well, I'm disappointed that I'm aware of when it happened. And I was in Las Vegas during
a bachelorette's party for my sister and brother-in-law from 2018.
And so Steph is crying and Brandy is crying and... There's also some weird music. I don't know if you heard it. Did you hear there was like background music maybe from the hotel? So it's like everything's dead quiet because no one's even talking because Brandy is truly upset about this. She's mortified. And we just hear background music. She's sobbing.
And you just hear like someone tinkling on a piano and like someone throwing nuts into Carrie's mouth in the hotel lobby. And I'm just like,
party. Be a host.
So she basically says that she had her darkest year and that Brian has always been there for her and she'd be a real piece of shit if she wasn't there for him because he's hurting really bad right now. And then she, of course, because it's Brandy, the question is, well, how are you going to deal with your husband? Because this is pretty bad and now it's public. And she goes,
well, Andy, I want to protect my children. And I really hate that a fan sent that video to my daughter's Instagram that is private and she saw it, which is...
horrifying, right?
That's horrifying.
And she goes, and as angry as I can be at her dad, that's her dad, you know? And everyone's like, so sorry. And then, they don't get to that part yet. Sorry.
She seems a little more, but she doesn't really, I would have, I feel like Brian got off a little easy on this one, but I think that basically, you know, obviously we can't overlook the fact that Brian just lost his mother in a tragic way. So she wasn't about to drag him through the mud or anything. So,
but Brandy typically doesn't say, yeah, you know, she doesn't talk about the husband. She turns it into someone sent it to her kid and someone did it to intentionally hurt me once again. And he goes, well, who would do that? She goes, well, I think we all know Brandy or Andy. And he looks around. He's like, I don't think that I know. And everyone's kind of nodding. It's like, dun, dun, dun. Okay, so last week when they showed this on the previews that this was coming up, and they made it sound like somebody actually said Leanne or whatever. Leanne, and I only know this because she posted it on her Instagram story, posted a text between her and Brandy. Did you see this, Ben?
I did.
Okay, so she's texting Brandy and she's going, listen, I just, you know, I heard that my name is brought up and I hope you never think I would do that to a child. I would never, Brandy. I mean, I'm off the show, you know, I would never do that. And, you know, what I went through as a child, I would never do that to a child. And Brandy said, no, I didn't say that you did that. That's a misunderstanding. I never said that you did that. And, you know, thank you so much, girl. And she's like, okay, good. I'm glad you don't think that. So, of course, now we get to the actual clip. And she does basically say it's Leanne. What the hell?
Yeah. Now, I don't think it was Leanne because I don't think Leanne would wait so long. I think if it were Leanne, this would have been out on the day of the premiere. It would not have been out at that point. So I think it was probably just a messy, messy person. There are some messy people in Dallas. That's one thing that we have learned. And, you know, I think it was probably one of them. So, but
Stephanie
that being
saying,
said,
you know, she felt like it was intentional and it's on a Tuesday with the release. That's when they released this video or whatever, which is the day of the show. So a lot of eyes are on the show. So they purposely did that on that day to get the most publicity out of it or whatever. And so Andy asked Cam, he's like, that's your friend. Did she do it? She's like, I don't think she would, but, you know, somebody that she knows probably would, probably someone with hair like a former
Chris
mayor
General.
That's now in jail.
Rod Blagojevich.
Rod Blagojevich, maybe, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know it's clearly Steve, the wedding planner, like beyond a doubt. But also, I don't think that he would wait so long either. I think that he would be chomping at the bit. And I think he would also be like, look what I found. I think that he's, you know, I think he would do that.
To her daughter? Who would? I mean, that's pretty
vile.
That
is vile.
Like,
whoever did that
should be ashamed. The video is one thing, but to release it to the daughter? Holy crap.
Yeah, whoever did that. There are people who really don't have boundaries when it comes to this stuff. And they really have to at some point realize that this is entertainment. And, like, that's horrific. Also, though, maybe Brandy should take her daughter off of Instagram. I would do that, too, by the way.
Well, she said she has a private account, so that's why it was even weirder. And I don't know the whole text thing. Like, why are you saying over text? No, I never said it was you. I wouldn't say that. I didn't think it was you. Like, why not just say, oh, really? I thought it was you. Thanks for texting. It's just so, this show's so weird. The cast on the show operates in a very odd way with each other. So Stephanie's like, yeah, you know, Leanne's really angry, so that wouldn't surprise me. And Dandra says, yeah, she's angry that Brandy's allowed to be on the show and she's not mother.
Yeah, so it's something about how someone asked about, you know, at the season 4 reunion, Brandy pulled a chair out and demanded that Leanne be held accountable for her hateful remarks. Because now we're moving on to, you know, the infamous video that Brandy had. And so, you know, Brandy pulled out a chair and said that Leanne had to be accountable for her hateful remarks. And now that Brandy's in the same situation, should a chair be pulled out for her? And she's like, well, if I was there, I was planning on pulling out my own chair. So, yes.
And so Andy is like, well, Tiffany, would you be so forgiving of Brandy if you weren't on the show? I mean, how would you feel if this were real life? And she's like, oh my God, I never thought it was to hurt anybody. She's apologized over and over. Like, what does she have to do? And Andy says, so she's not a racist. And she's like, I have never thought she was a racist. I don't know what else to say to you, but I never thought she was a racist. And then you just hear, wah, wah. And Brandy's like, hair is being pulled to the other side of her head, yeah. You know?
Katie from and Andy just like glowers, and then there's like an obvious edit, you know, like, and now it's like an hour later, the baby's finally gone to sleep. Katie from Brooklyn said, I'm sorry you were suicidal about being canceled, but you spent the whole season playing the victim and making everyone feel sorry for you instead of making Tiffany feel welcome and accepted. And would you care for some pickled beets? I did say she was from Brooklyn, so I guess that's why she added that part. So,
well, to be honest, I was so amazing to Tiffany, Andy. I mean, remember Tiffany? I took her to the hospital after that party. And then, I mean, I've just gone over and beyond to be friends with her. And Tiffany's like, no.
She's like, I don't agree. Yeah.
She goes, I don't think she deserves everything that's come her way, but I don't think she was very welcoming either. And Cameron's like,
So then Andy asks about when Brandy said that she couldn't be herself around Tiffany, and he's like, it seems like it was a lot you were dumping on her lap. So Brandy says, well, you know, she would say things like, I love you long time, and take a photo, and like, I didn't know whether I should laugh, and, you know, I didn't know if I should join in with the impersonations. So we see like a clip of that, and I don't know why Brandy can't do just like chuckle and move on. it's okay, you can do that. So Tiffany says, she's like, well, I don't know what part of you felt like you weren't being yourself because you brought a blow-up doll with a phallic object and we talked about fart and poop and butt sex, and like, what part was not being yourself, and are you embarrassed yet that this is the level of your humor?
Yeah, and like, if I made you uncomfortable, why wouldn't you pull me aside instead of accosting me at dinner in front of everyone and blindsiding me? And she's like, I handled it poorly. I'm human. Shut up, Brandy. You know, this is what makes me fucking crazy. It's like everything she's questioned about. Your husband's cheating. Well, Leanne sent something to my kid. Okay, you do you think that you were kind of a dick to Tiffany? Oh, no, I was the best friend. I even took her to the hospital, Andy. I'm such a good person. I'm such a good person. It's just her imitations of Asian people made me feel uncomfortable, Andy. That was the real problem. Yeah. You know, come on.
And then DeAndre's like, well, I would like to say something, mother. My biggest mistake, other than disrespecting my mother, was not saying something at the dinner. She just sat there, and I feel terrible about it. No one had her back. I feel terrible about that, mother. I feel terrible.
And then Carrie apologizes for Tiffany ever feeling uncomfortable. And DeAndre says, you know, we missed a learning opportunity. We let her down and everyone down because we should have asked her more about her. She doesn't need to be put in the situation where she's constantly having to explain to ignoramuses what is acceptable and what's not. Okay, she shouldn't have to fucking do that either. Why don't you guys just act like normal fucking people? Like, why do you have to make every single scene about her not being like you? It's like you have to other her in every single scene, and they just don't get it. Like, her best friend on the show is like, we should have really made it a special moment to teach. It's like, oh my God, you shouldn't need to be taught this at this point.
And then it cuts to Brandy, who now again is like being lit maybe by like a single firefly in her hotel room. And she's holding her mic pack. Now she's holding the lapel mic up to her mouth. And I'm like, what is happening? And she's like, this was a teachable moment. And if we all give each other more grace and empathy and learn, we can all grow. I'm like, why don't you grow into figuring out your microphone situation? Why are you holding it?
Now let's go over your regrets from things you did and regrets from things you didn't do. And Carrie's like, I can't pick one regret only. I mean, listen, you know, there were a lot of regrets, Andy, but I wish I'd taken a closer look at my issues and communicated that I'm hurting, and I never want to not be a host, Andy. Be a host. I hope everyone sees my heart, Andy.
Carrie, I can't help but notice that a waiter just put a salad down in front of you. Are you at a romantic restaurant and out of quarantine again?
I regret not putting a salmon on the salad, Andy.
Oh, you know, in retrospect, I really, since I did test positive for coronavirus, I probably should not have come to this restaurant without the mask on. I regret that. So you are you going to leave?
You know me, I can't let go of Shannon Deegan's Andy. Okay, I can't let go of them.
I think that I just want people to see that in my heart, I would never go to a restaurant if I tested positive to coronavirus. And yes, fresh pepper would be lovely. Thank you.
Also, I love that she's acting like, oh, I just went through things in the season with Tiffany. I really love Tiffany. She was posting that snake necklace of hers. Like, she's like, oh, maybe I should give you to this. This to you, Tiffany, a snake. Ooh. Which was hideous and got laughed off the internet, as I recall.
I also want to point out one thing. If I'm going to give shit to Portia, I can't just give shit to Portia about keeping shit off camera. Carrie and Brandy, shame on you. These big things are happening in your life and you were trying to keep them from us. Okay. And it always comes out and you shouldn't have done that. I mean, I know it's your life and for us, it's our entertainment, but you are on a show where you're supposed to share your life. So, you know, share your, be a host.
Be a host. So Brandy's biggest regret, I wish I didn't go into JR's bedroom. I'm like, wow. After the season you've had, you're most upset that you pissed off people from the place you went to as a cheerleader. You know, like, this is the emotional fucking intelligence of this lady. I can't. And her ponytail is now completely on the side of her head. I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah. So Brandy regrets going into there. Deandra regrets speaking to her mother the way she, like, for the 10th time, she's like, I really regret speaking to my mother that way. I'm like, what did Dee say she was withholding from you? What what keys does Dee have in her hand right now that you need to get back?
Yeah, with her fake tears. The
front door.
God, every time with the fake tears. So Stephanie's like, well, I really think, like, I hurt Tiffany's feelings with my closet comments, so I would take that back. And Tiffany is giving her the bitchiest face. Oh my God, I hope to see that this next season. So Stephanie's like,
I mean, I wish, like, I saw that you were feeling alone watching the show. And, like, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry that you didn't feel supported. And she's like, thank you.
And Andy asked her why she's so emotional. And she goes, well, I did feel alone a lot of the season. Like, one thing I wish I didn't do was, like, put crickets in food and make Brandy sick and try to be so pushy with chicken feet. So I'm sorry, Cam. That was really cringe. And Cameron just one eye twitching. She's like,
ah. Yeah. And Tiffany has had to put up with so much bullshit in this reunion and this whole season that finally, at long last, her nose just starts to bleed. It's like, you can only do that so much silently. You're like, before just the blood just starts coming out. So Andy's like, I think you have a nosebleed, another reunion first. And Tiffany is like, of course, mortified. She's like, oh, well, that's not cute at all. She's like, you know, she's thinking it's my first reunion. I've got blood coming down my nose. This is terrible.
Yeah. She's like, not cute.
Natural.
So then Cameron's turn. She's like, I wish I never offended Dumsum. Tiffany, look, I'm crying. Am I crying? I never would try to think of things that aren't pink. Things that... am I crying, let Andy?
Let me try to cry like Kurt. Dude, that's not like crying. That's how Kurt does it. Is that it?
So from the bottom of my heart, I would never try to offend you. I'm so sorry. And Tiffany just nods and says, thank you. And she goes, I wish I asked more questions so I could understand. I feel like such an idiot.
I don't think the questions is the issue. I think it's the listening to the answers is the issue. So they all get pickle shots. They even have pickle shots sent to their hotel room. There's probably been some poor PA who's been shuttling back and forth from the soundstage to the hotel, bringing microphones and backup lights and battery packs and now pickle shots. And so they do the pickle shots and traditional Chinese toast, ganbei. They do the shots and the season wraps up and it's over. And
Well, before we wrap it, I want to read this final tweet. I saved it to the end because just in case you guys are wondering why I'm so hard on Cameron today. Jesus Christ.
I don't. Yeah.
So someone first of all tweeted something to Tiffany and about Tiffany and Cam, the Tiffany and Cam situation, because obviously they were fighting about this on Twitter a lot, as I've already read. And Tiffany just tweeted back a clown response, you know, the clown emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron responded, "So is this white face because I'm white? Or is this because I'm a clown? Wow. I thought we're moving on in February. Clearly not. Skull and bones."
White face.
So she ends up basically trying to call Tiffany a racist.
Maybe she's just saying that Cameron is acting like someone who crawled out of a gutter and is a manifestation of everyone's fears.
What an absolute twit. Oh, my Cameron. God. And then Cameron, of course, deleted that. But that was there.
Cameron.
The internet never forgets Hooker.
Well, I hope this show comes back for another season. People are saying it might be canceled. Contrary to many others, I did not find it boring, except for a few episodes. But I really enjoyed it. I actually think they have a really great cast chemistry. And as much of an asshole as Cameron is, this is actually a dynamic I would like to see play out. And I would like to see her, I would like to see her either get her ass whooped, or finally learn something. Either or, maybe both. But I would like to see a comeback, and I hope people have open minds to the show, because I find it to be hilarious in its ridiculousness.
Well, time will tell, everybody. In the meantime, thank you so much for being with us this season. We've really enjoyed doing this show. We will be back, of course, tomorrow with Real Housewives of New Jersey. And go finale. Get Top Chef recaps on the... you know where.
Bonus.
The Patreon.
Patreon. Yeah. And
for coughing in your face, but I've been vaping this whole time.
It's okay.
I've been stressed out, okay?
I've been icing my stubbed toe, because that's just how life is. It's just we're all in shambles. Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel. It's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
We're a fan of Michael Ann.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.